welcome and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 14th of January, 2023. The Bible reading today is Psalm 120 and Psalm 121, verses 1 to 2. I call on the Lord in my distress, and he answers me. Save me, Lord, from lying lips and from deceitful tongues. What will he do to you? And what more besides, you deceitful tongue? He will punish you with a warrior's sharp arrows, with burning coals of the broom bush. Woe to me that I dwell in Meshech, that I live among the tents of Kedar. Too long have I lived among those who hate peace. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Today's article, titled A New Beginning, was written by Monica LaRose. Christian consciousness begins in the painful realization that what we had assumed was the truth is in fact a lie. Eugene Peterson wrote in his powerful reflections on Psalm 120. Psalm 120 is the first of the Psalms of Ascent, which are Psalms 120 to 134, sung by pilgrims on their way to Jerusalem. And as Peterson explored this in a long obedience in the same direction, these psalms offer us a picture of the spiritual journey towards God. That journey can only begin with profound awareness of our need for something different. As Peterson puts it, a person has to be thoroughly disgusted with the way things are to find the motivation to set out on the Christian way. One has to get fed up with the ways of the world before she, acquires an appetite for the world of grace. It's easy to become discouraged by the brokenness and despair that we see in the world around us. The pervasive ways our culture often shows callous disregard for the harm being done to others. Psalm 120 laments this honesty. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. But there's healing and freedom in realising that our pain can also awaken us to a new beginning through our only help, the Saviour, who can guide us from destructive lies into paths of peace and wholeness. As we enter this new year, may we seek him and his ways. Let's pray. Loving God, help me yearn for and work for your ways of peace through the power of your Spirit. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name's Rebecca, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.